We're beginning chapter 9, Perek Tes of Tanya, page 134, and this is the Chitas for the 12th of Teves. Until now, in the first 9 chapters, the Alter Rebbe describes the godly soul and the animal soul, their powers that they have, the garments that they have, and a definition of holy and unholy, so that we know what the separation is between the holy and the unholy, and the various levels of unholiness, klipas noiga, totally dark klipa, how they fall, how they rise, and so on. So we now know what is holy and what is not holy. We know that the holy resides in the godly soul, the unholy resides in the animal soul. And now what remains to be explained is what is the interaction between them. Chapter 9. V'hine mokim mishkan nefesh abaham shemiklipas nega b'chol ish Yisrael, the resting place of the animal soul that comes from klipas nega in every Jew who belev. The place of the animal soul is in the heart. In the heart itself, it is b'chol hasmoli, it's on the left side of the heart, shehu moli dam, which is full of blood, uchsiv, and as it says, ki hadam hu hanefesh, that the blood is the soul. Not that the blood itself is a soul, but because the soul, the animal soul, is in the blood, therefore the blood is synonymous with the soul, with the animal soul. That's also why the animal soul is in the left side of the heart, because the left side of the heart, its function is primarily the blood, oxygenating the blood. V'lochein kol hatayves v'hispayres v'kas v'deimeyen hein belev. And that's why the passion, the arrogance, and the anger, and similar emotions are in the heart. Because the heart is the place of the animal soul, and these are animal soul emotions. Umei halev, and it's from the heart, hein mispashtes b'chol haguf. From the heart, they spread to the entire body. So that passion and arrogance and anger are experienced not only in the heart, but all over the body, but they begin in the heart. Interesting that of all the animal soul characteristics that the Rebbe mentioned in the first chapter, he mentions here only 3. Passion, arrogance, and anger. Passion is the first instinct of the animal soul. It wants. It desires. The second instinct is that it takes these desires seriously, which is its ego. And the third thing is that when these desires are frustrated, when he is not permitted access or fulfillment of these desires, he gets angry. And that's the third impulse. So that all of life in the animal soul, a secular life, can basically be described by these 3 emotions. There is the passion for life. He takes his passion seriously, and therefore will get upset if anybody gets in his way. And from the heart, these feelings spread throughout the body. V'gam eilu l'meyach shabereish. It even rises to the mind, which is in the heart. L'chashev u'lahayir b'hem u'lishchakim b'hem. To think about them, to dwell on them, and to become cunning in pursuing them. In other words, the mind is then marshaled to support the appetite or the desire or the anger, and justifications are fabricated, are made up in the mind, and the mind becomes an auxiliary to the heart. Kamei sha'odam sha'adam mekemei belev, just as the blood's place is in the heart, umei halev mispashit l'chol ha'ivadim, and it's from the heart that it spreads to all other limbs, v'gam eilu l'ameyach shabereish, and it also rises to the brain in the head. In the same way, it carries the emotions with it from its place, which is in the heart, to all the other limbs, including also rising to the mind in the head, to the brain. Ach, mokim mishkan nefesh olikis ubemechan shabereish. On the other hand, the dwelling place, the abode for the godly soul is in the brain, which is in the head. Umishom, and from there, mispashetet l'chol ha'evodim, it spreads throughout all the limbs. Actually, it says in Chassidus that there's a certain amount of intelligence that the hands are capable of, and that the feet are capable of. A person can learn to dance in a very logical sequence with logical moves and so on, which is intelligence of a sort in the foot. And the reason that that's possible is because there is some brain stuff all over the body. And that's the part in which, in the hand, intelligence can connect, or in the foot, intelligence can connect to the foot, because in the foot there is some brain stuff. Here the Alter Rebbe emphasizes that the place of the nefesh elikis, of the godly soul, is in the brain, in the head. Not the brain stuff that is spread all over the body, but in the primary brain, which is in the head. And from there, it spreads to all the other limbs. The gambalev, it spreads also into the heart. Although we're saying that the heart is the place of the animal soul, but the godly soul's emotions spread to the heart, only becholol hayemoni she'ein beidam. Only it affects the heart in the right side of the heart where there is no blood. And as it says, the heart of the wise is to the right. The wise is a reference to the godly soul, and the place of the godly soul's heart is in the right side of the heart. So the emotions of the godly soul are on the right side of the heart, where there is no blood. Or as the Rebbe explains, the right side of the heart, there is blood there, as there is everywhere else in the body, but its function is not to serve the blood. It is not a healthy blood, but it is the returned blood that needs to be oxygenated and so on. So its function is not blood. Whereas the left side of the heart is full of blood, meaning that it's preoccupied with the blood, and blood is its function. What are the emotions of the godly soul that are felt in the right side of the heart? Vehi avas Hashem kizish peshal heves. It is the love of God that burns like a fire, misla heves belev maskilim, that flares up in the heart of those who understand. Godliness, hamevinim umizbeinanim, who understand and reflect, bedaitam asher b'meicham, with the knowledge that is in their brain. So the Rebbe has mentioned all three faculties. They are maskilim, which is chachma, mevinim, which is bina, and bedaitam, which is das. So when a person uses his chachma, bina, and das, bedvorim hamaedim esa ahavo, and he studies that those aspects of God that arouse love, there are aspects of God that arouse fear. But here he's studying those things that arouse love, like God's compassion, God's closeness, God's devotion. So it will arouse a feeling of love for God in the right side of the heart. V'chein simchas leivov b'tiferes Hashem v'hadar ge'enei. Another emotion that is aroused in the heart from the godly soul is a gladness of the heart, which comes from the feeling of glory in God. When a person glorifies in his God. And that's the midah, the third midah of Tiferes. This comes about when a person who is intelligent, who has seichel in his head, uses his intellect. Mistaklim b'yikara de malka. He contemplates or gazes, stares at the glory of God. V'teferes gdulosi ad ein cheker v'ein se v'tachlis. He stares at or reflects upon the infinite and boundless greatness, which is God. Kimevu b'makim acher. This produces in him a feeling of glory. This is not a matter of study. This is a matter of gazing or staring at the greatness, drinking it in with the mind's eye. When a person does this, he is moved not so much to love or to fear, but he is moved to glory. He feels beautiful in the presence of God. or God's beauty. V'chein shar midas kadeshi shebelev hein nechabad shebemechen. And similarly, all the emotions in the heart, godly emotions, come from the brain in the head, from chokhma, bina, and das. So in the godly soul, emotions don't begin in the heart and then spread to the brain, employing the intelligence to justify them. Rather, they start in the brain. They start with an awareness of God and then spread to the heart where they become an emotion. In the Hayem Yem for the 12th of Teves, the Rebbe writes that in the year Tofresh Memches, Nifchar Amur L'Gabai D'Chevre Kadisha, my father, Adeni Ovi Meiri V'Rabi, was elected as member or Gabai of the Chevre Kadisha. U'Kafi HaMinog, and as was the custom, Hevilu Esei B'Simchas Teira, Belevias Amrav LeBeis HaKnesses. He was escorted on Simchas Teira with a great crowd from to the Beis HaKnesses, to the shul. And Omar Oz HaMaimer Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo B'Tzunya. And he then said the Maimer entitled Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo B'Tzunya, the Siyum Dvarov, and he concluded with these words, Gam Ho'anoshim Ba'Lei Meichin HaNimtzoyim Ata, even those people who are of great intellect, who are alive today, tzrichim lahaniach sichlom, have to put aside their intelligence, v'loy leilech achri hatam vadas, and not to follow the dictates of logic, of human logic, ki yecheilim lahateis al pisichlom, because of today's circumstances, they can be misled by their intelligence. Ad ki chas v'sholim mora tiye b'achreina, until God forbid, the end result can be very bitter. This is what is primarily important in our times, in the times before Mashiach. Not to follow the logic, the seichel, of tam vadas, kiim lekayim hatayla v'hamitzvahs b'tnimus v'emuna pshuta b'elikei Yisrael. Rather, the important thing is to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs with an earnestness, with a simple faith in the God of Israel.